This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Gene Toomer. Toomer was born in Washington, D.C. on December 26, 1894. His father, Nathan Toomer, was born into slavery. As a child, he attended both all-white and all-black segregated schools. Raised by his mother, his father left the family when he was only one, Toomer graduated from the well-respected all-black school Dunbar High School in 1914. He hopped around from university to university and spent time at the University of Wisconsin, Massachusetts College of Agriculture, the University of Chicago, New York University, and City College of New York. Although he didn't ultimately get a degree, he nevertheless got an education on what America, both rural and urban, was like. In 1922, he moved to Sparta, Georgia, where he became a school principal. His time there, especially regarding the African-American experience, would inform the writing of his first novel, Cain. He was surrounded by racial segregation, Jim Crow laws, and lynchings. When Cain was published in 1923, it was hailed as a modern masterpiece, and Toomer became known as one of the leading lights in the Harlem Renaissance. This included such other writers as Langston Hughes, Zora Neale Hurston, and Wallace Thurman, to name but a few. Toomer, however, resisted such classification. In fact, he didn't much like labels of racial classification at all, and preferred to be called simply an American. During this period of time, he became increasingly interested in spiritual matters, and he eventually joined the Society of Friends, more commonly known as the Quakers. He devoted himself to his new religion, and by 1950, he withdrew from society and ceased publishing altogether. Over the course of his career, he wrote fiction, nonfiction, and poetry, including Cain, Essentials, Definitions, and Aphorisms, as well as The Flavor of Man. He died on March 30, 1967, in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Today's poem is Reapers. It's very short, just 8 lines, and the setting is almost certainly somewhere in the South. It involves a group of black men who are in a field cutting grass and weeds. They are using scythes, that old instrument of farming that is so often associated with the angel of death. The men move forward, cutting, 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 and a field rat is in their path. This is a poem about inevitability, but the more you read it, the more it opens up and offers other meanings. This is one of those poems that always generates great discussion in class. This is Reapers by Gene Toomer. Black reapers with the sound of steel on stones are sharpening scythes. I see them place the hones in their hip pockets as a thing that's done, and start their silent swinging, one by one. Black horses drive a mower through the weeds, and there, a field rat, startled, squealing, bleeds. His belly close to ground, I see the blade, blood-stained, continue cutting weeds and shade.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded at Augustana University, and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.